Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about Elon Musk's appearance at the B Word conference, his discussion with Cathie Wood and Jack Dorsey about Bitcoin, but a couple mentions of SpaceX and Tesla in there. Then we've got some financial news, Tesla reportedly planning to redeem some of their previously issued bonds early, we'll talk about the details there. Plus, Tesla has sold off some assets from the Maxwell Technologies acquisition, we've also got an update on the full self-driving subscription, a change that Tesla's made there, and a couple other items. First up, quick look at the stock. Tesla finishing down 0.8% on the day today to $655.29. That did trail the Nasdaq, which finished up 0.9% today. All right, we'll start off with Elon Musk's appearance at the B Word conference. This was about an hour and 10 minute or so discussion with Cathie Wood and Jack Dorsey, as I mentioned. Obviously, this was mostly focused on Bitcoin, but Elon did bring up Tesla a few times. From the discussion overall, it's just clear that Tesla is still holding its Bitcoin position. And there was a decent amount of time spent on the environmental costs of Bitcoin and a discussion around that. Elon basically reiterating what he had said previously, that when Tesla decided to stop accepting Bitcoin as a payment option, it was because they had seen what they thought appeared to be a spike in non-renewable energy, dirty energy, being used to mine Bitcoin, which also coincided with the big price increase in Bitcoin, and that can incentivize some of that poor behavior. Basically, as Elon put it, there wouldn't be a way to get renewable energy sources up and running as quickly as would have been needed for that spike in demand of mining, but that it would be a lot quicker to fire up a coal mine. So Elon just kind of expressing a little bit more context around Tesla's decision there. He's received a lot of criticism from the Bitcoin community since then, and of course some of the other comments he's made on Twitter have exacerbated that, I would say. But he was pretty clear in this interview that he is a supporter of Bitcoin, and that when it looks like Bitcoin is on a path to 50% or greater renewable energy in terms of mining, that Tesla would start to accept Bitcoin as a payment option again. Anyway, it definitely seems to me like Tesla will continue to hold Bitcoin. Elon also confirmed that SpaceX holds Bitcoin as well, which I don't think we had confirmation of, but we did suspect because they did attend, SpaceX did attend, that MicroStrategy Bitcoin conference around the time that Tesla bought Bitcoin. As for personally, Elon did confirm that he does have a stake in Bitcoin. He said that aside from his companies, so Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Company, really his only investments after that are in cryptocurrency, so he said he has Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Doge. And though he talks a lot about Doge, he did say that Bitcoin is his largest crypto position. He also pointed out that though he's been accused of pumping and dumping Bitcoin or other crypto assets as part of the fallout of Tesla pausing acceptance of Bitcoin, he noted that if he were only financially motivated, that action wouldn't have made sense. So he's just arguing for himself that, hey, we are being honest here with the reasons for pausing that acceptance. That reason, of course, being environmental concerns. Specifically on Tesla, he did mention a couple other things. One was that he estimates that about 2/3 of the personal pain and professional pain he's experienced in his life has been because of Tesla. Elon has expressed things like that in the past, but maybe not quite so vividly. So I thought that was interesting to hear. And then the other mention, because this was a very financial-based topic, Elon did point out that in Europe right now, they're actually receiving negative interest rates on their cash. So essentially, they're paying the bank to hold their cash for them. Obviously, that's not a great situation to be in, especially if there's inflation on top of that. Elon kind of quipped, obviously, we should put all that into Bitcoin, because in that situation, your cash is just decaying over time. So I thought that gave a little bit more context to the reason that Tesla has said that they acquired Bitcoin in the first place, which was just to have a liquid asset that had some hope of appreciation rather than just sitting on cash. So overall, I thought it was just helpful to have a forum for Elon to explain some of these things that wasn't Twitter. I'm not sure his comments are going to go super far in the Bitcoin community, but they might help at least alleviate some of the aggression that has been seen towards him recently. I think the final item of note to me was at one point Elon did mention that he had talked to his engineers about sort of creating some sort of mining rig that could use the heat generated from mining in an intentional way as a space heater rather than just having that heat be wasted. But to me it didn't seem like that had gone much further than a conceptual discussion so far. And thankfully Elon did point out that it is hard to get a positive return on investment for mining equipment if it's not operating 24/7. It's not enough to just have access to some cheap energy sometimes. The equipment itself costs money, and you still have to generate a positive return on that capital. So those were the big takeaways for me. I think always good to hear what Elon's got to say, especially with Cathie and Jack joining as well. So definitely give the full conversation a listen if you are interested in the topic, but strictly Tesla speaking, probably not mandatory listening. All right, next we're going to talk a little bit about bonds, but I promise to keep it short, sweet, and understandable. So we've got a report here from a writer for Seeking Alpha. Yes, not my favorite source either, but the author here does say that they are an owner of some of the $1.8 billion of bonds that Tesla issued back in August of 2017. redeemable in August of 2025, but Tesla does have the option for early redemption if they do pay a premium, which you could essentially think of as an early repayment penalty. That's all redemption is repayment. So in this case, on the original principal of $1.8 billion, Tesla has to pay an additional 2.65%. So essentially, it's going to cost them $1.85 billion to redeem this, pay off that debt. And we'll see that money come off of Tesla's cash balance in the Q3 earnings report. So no impact on Q2 because this is happening in August. Obviously, that should be easily affordable for Tesla. They had more than $17 billion in cash on hand at the end of Q1. And for the last four quarters, they've also been free cash flow positive, so that's only been increasing. Just their free cash flow from Q4, for example, would basically pay off this debt. So when Tesla does this, that'll actually have a couple of other effects aside from just reducing their cash balance. One of the ways that I've spent a lot of time talking about is interest expense. So you may remember back from the bull case that we walked through a little bit earlier this year, I talked about the influencers on profitability. Interest expense is one of those, and that's something that's totally within Tesla's control, as they're demonstrating here. I've pointed out many times that if Tesla wanted to increase their earnings per share number, they could easily just pay down their debt, and that would have a pretty big impact on that number. Remember, in 2020, Tesla paid $748 million in interest expense. That was more than they earned. So eliminating all of that interest expense, which is an option that Tesla would have had, would have more than doubled their earnings last year. Now, no one's arguing that they should have done that or should do that. It's just important to understand the impact. In this case alone, the interest they were paying on this debt is 5.3% annually. That works out to about $95 million per year, or about $24 million per quarter. That expense is just going to completely fall off of the income statement. Now, removing expenses, that's going to increase Tesla's tax liability a little bit, but not accounting for that, that ends up being about 2 cents of earnings per share per quarter, which may not sound like a ton, but that would have boosted earnings per share in Q1 by about 5%. And that interest expense is removed this quarter, next quarter, every quarter, all the way until 2025 when it would have come off originally. And this is just a portion of Tesla's debt. So that's one factor. And then the other factor here is it could improve Tesla's ability to get a better credit rating from the rating agencies. Their rating right now is comically low for the position Tesla is in. It's better than it was when they issued these bonds in the first place, but in my opinion, it should still be higher. This could help encourage a higher rating. That could give Tesla access to even cheaper debt, or could even encourage investment in the company itself. Some investors may screen based on credit ratings, filtering Tesla out of their investable options. Even if there were no change to Tesla's credit rating, it is still better than when they originally issued these bonds, so Tesla could likely go out and get the same amount of funding at a lower rate, which if they opted to do that would be sort of similar to refinancing a mortgage. So hopefully I came through on my promise there of short, sweet, and understandable, but if you do have any questions on that, let me know in the comments. But we'll move on to the next piece of news here, which is about Maxwell Technologies. So you may remember that about 2 years ago, Tesla acquired Maxwell Technologies. They were the company that had a lot of intellectual property on the dry battery electrode process that Elon Musk talked about at Battery Day. But Maxwell Technologies also had an ultracapacitor business, which you may remember caused a lot of unnecessary speculation at the time. And that portion of the business is what this piece of news is about. So last week, UCAP Power Inc. announced the acquisition of some assets from Maxwell Technologies. The press release reads, quote, UCAP Power Inc., a leading developer of ultracapacitor-based power solutions, today announced it has completed the purchase of Maxwell Technologies Korea, the Korean-based ultracapacitor business, as well as other related assets, including the Maxwell brand, end quote. As it turns out, this acquiring company, UCAP Power, was actually founded back in 2019 by some of the leadership team of Maxwell Technologies. There is no mention of the financial details here, so not sure exactly what Tesla is getting in return, but that is likely immaterial. The important thing here is that this doesn't seem to have anything to do with dry battery electrode technology, so it doesn't seem to be any sort of reflection on progress with that process, or with 4680 battery progress in general. Tesla just getting rid of those ultracapacitor assets that they had no purpose or need for. Elon chimed in on this on Twitter today saying, quote, ironic indeed, as I was at one point going to do my PhD at Stanford on high energy density capacitors for use in electric vehicles, but lithium ion has it covered. Even with no advances in lithium ion technology, it's possible to transition Earth to sustainable energy, end quote. As for the dry battery electrode side, Elon saying, quote, dry electrode is a key piece, one of many pieces, of the puzzle for lowering cost of lithium batteries. That said, it has required an immense amount of engineering to take Maxwell's proof of concept to high-quality volume production, and we're still not quite done, end quote. So a very similar comment there to the comments that Elon Musk made at Battery Day. So I don't take that as necessarily bad news or anything like that when Elon says they're still not quite done with dry battery electrode technology. The important thing is that they feel confident that they know how to solve it and that they're working in that direction. Put it this way, I think it would be much more surprising at this point if Elon had said that they were done figuring out dry battery electric. Next piece of news here is also on batteries. The Financial Times is reporting that Tesla has agreed to a nickel supply contract for batteries with BHP, which is the largest miner in the world. Unfortunately, that's about all we know. BHP or Tesla didn't give any details on the size of the deal, so nothing that we can extract from that. But kind of interesting, the Financial Times does report that, quote, BHP said it would also work with Tesla to trace battery raw materials using blockchain, the technology behind Bitcoin, and collaborate on how to use renewable energy and battery storage to lower the carbon footprint of its mining operations, it said, end quote. Anyway, Elon has spoken on many occasions about nickel being a major constraint, so good to see Tesla continuing to secure more of their nickel supply. Alright, last couple of things, we've got an update on the FSD subscription. As we talked about previously, Tesla was requiring a $1,500 hardware upgrade for vehicles that didn't yet have Hardware 3 full self-driving computer. Tesla has now dropped the price of that upgrade to $1,000. For those that previously had paid that $1,500, they'll be refunded the difference of $500. So there definitely have been a fair amount of complaints on that topic. Hopefully that price reduction will help ease some of those complaints. Lastly then, I did see some discussion today suggesting that Dan Ives of Wedbush had increased his Tesla price target up to $1,000. I think there was kind of a confusing TipRanks article about this that said that there was a new buy recommendation talking about Ives' price target, but it's been $1,000 for a while now, back since April. So just wanted to clarify in case anyone had seen that no, there was not a price target increase. That is it for today then, other than of course to just wish a congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks for winning the NBA Finals last night. As many of you know, I live in Milwaukee, so just a really fun thing to see for the city. But that is it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, July 22nd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.